Hi there. Welcome to Coast. How are you? Yeah. So you had a, what was your most scariest moment?
My scariest moment is being my house is possessed by evil spirits.
Oh, my gosh.
For a year and a half.
At this point, it's still possessed?
I talk to them daily. It's unbelievable. I actually made friends with one of them. I am actually possessed or oppressed, I said, because I spoke to a few ministers about this. And the first day that I encountered these spirits in my house, there was probably 40 or 50 of them, and I seen the images of them in my house. I got so scared I pulled the Bible out, and mostly all of them cleared when I started reading the Word.
Do they attack you or anything like that?
Well, they don't attack me, but they try to drive me crazy in my mind. They swear at me constantly. Some of them say that they're God. They say that they follow the devil's ways. It's unbelievable. I've been doing this for almost a year and a half. I only spoke to a few people about it, but since I've been listening to your show, it's remarkable what some of these people say. They're fallen angels is what they are.
Well, now tell me about the one you made friends with.
Well, he's with me right now in my mind. And he told me to let you know that there are no such thing as spirits coming from dead people, that they're all fallen angels. And if people encounter the spirits, they are spirits that were with these people as they lived. And when these people die, you know, they're dead until the end of the world. But the spirits take over because they're evil. I mean, I'm actually trying to save this spirit and trying to change him into God's
ways. Do me a
favor.
Can you ask him now, while you're talking to me, why he has kind of gone to the other side to befriend you and help you when all the others apparently did not?
Frank, did you hear that? Okay, he's talking to me. Hold on.
All right, I will. Gotta find out what he says.
He said that they're not going to help anybody because they don't love God. When they were cast down from heaven, they decided to take Satan's way.
Yeah, but he's helping you, right?
Well, he has tried to completely deceive me and everything, and I won't let it happen. I actually have powers to hit him in the spirit world.
So he's really not
powers or not, and he's actually scared of me now.
So he's really not a friend of yours?
No, but I mean, I am. I encounter him, talk to him every day, and I keep on trying to change his ways into becoming a godly person again. And I explain to him that God created all of us, and he's trying to give us another chance, and possibly maybe there's a chance that he can be saved, even though he's evil. Why wouldn't God help him if he's still doing the wrong thing, but finds out that God does still love everybody, even if they're evil? And he's confused. He actually is confused. None of the other spirits, when they come in here, they cuss and swear at me. They try to attack me, and I can actually throw them out of my house with powers that I have, obviously, from God.
Now, this one, though, sounds like he's on the fence a little bit.
He's in between. He doesn't know which way to go, and he always says he's sorry to me when he hurts me. I don't mean hurt me physically, but mentally.
Ask him what they want with us.
Frank, what do you guys want with us?
See what
they want
says.
Us to turn away from God and become evil. They want us to do wrong things. They want us to deceive, lie, cheat, and everything like that.
Now, I would guess, based on what's going on the planet right now, they seem to be pretty darn happy. I think they think they're winning the battle here, don't you?
Yeah, I told them that, but I says, you know, the battle's going to end at the end of the world, and that eventually he's going to hell. And he says he doesn't want to go to hell, and he doesn't want to die.
Can
so he's
he see?
Like he's confused.
Can he see the future?
Frank, can you see the future? The only thing that he knows is what I tell him.
Okay, so he can't look into, like, the year 2012 or anything like that?
No, but he's been around here for 4,000 years. He's been here before the earth was created. Because he said that the angels were created, and in the Bible it said that, and he agreed with me, the angels were all created to beautify the earth.
Well, then what he can, though, he can talk about things, events that have occurred on this planet already, right?
Yes.
All right, now ask him if we've ever been visited by extraterrestrials, physically.
Yes, we have. I spoke to him about it. He's scared to death of the aliens.
Why?
Because they can actually shred these spirits to pieces. Frank, what can these aliens really do to you guys?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
They can capture us.
So the aliens have that kind of technology.
They eat them.
They eat them? The aliens eat fallen angels?
The aliens can eat you guys, Frank, honestly. Don't lie to me. He says that when they capture the spirits or the fallen angels, that they're never seen again. So they're prisoners of the aliens.
Maybe they feed off the energy of these fallen angels.
That's a possibility because they're like, he said, they're like a gas form. some type of gases. That's what the spirit is.
Ask him one thing that nobody's been able to answer for us.
Okay.
If he knows about Atlantis, if it was real, did it sink? How did it sink?
Frank, is Atlantis real? Everything about Atlantis is real.
How did it sink?
How did it sink, Frank? God overturned it. God overturned Atlantis because of their sexual immoralities, Frank. Exactly. He said.
Well, what did he use? Like an asteroid or something to do that?
What did he do to overturn it? It's just the power of God itself. He overturned it just like he burned Sodom and Gomorrah.
It just happened, I guess.
It just happened. He just did it.
What kind of technology did they have before this catastrophe occurred? I mean, did they have the ability to fly and things like that?
Frank, did they have anything did they have any powers
or high technology? Yes.
High technology or powers in Atlantis? All they can do is call upon the spirits. And they would follow the Atlantis, the gods in Atlantis. I guess you would say they're gods, right, Frank?
That's something.
They would do sexual acts with them.
Well,
that's what brought a lot of these evil spirits on Earth, because they couldn't have sex with women.
Well, spirits. maybe that explains also why they fell from grace. Hey, thanks for that phone call. I got to tell you, this is a first.